Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us continue to rejoice and be glad in it. What an awesome, phenomenal God we serve. We thank you for this blessed new day that the Lord has added into our lives. We stand on the promises of the Lord, and we stand, glory to God, in faith, believing what we pray for, that we're going to receive it by faith according to his word, as we submit and be obedient to that he has called us to do. I pray, glory to God, that you're having a blessed, wonderful day as we glorify and magnify the Lord. He is truly worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Bless God. I thank the Lord again for this opportunity that we can come together to worship and magnify the Lord. Thank God for the power of his anointing and the vessel that he's going to use mightily tonight. Glory to God to bring his word. We pray that he continues to bless and use her tremendously for his glory. Even in the midst of her son being in the hospital, we pray, glory to God, that he may be out. But if not, we thank you for the work that's being done in healing of his body, and that a woman that will pray and stand in faith, not only just for her family, but for the body. Praise the Lord. I'm going to, we only just have three of us, if I count myself on, and I want people to be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We're not moving by the Super Bowl, the supernatural power of God that's going to be operating when we're on our post, and if there's some where they need to get back to look at it, fine. Those that have determined that they're going to be out to do that, fine. In the meantime, we're going to worship him in spirit and in truth and give him the glory and praise that's rightly due him. Amen. He's the one that caused us to breathe, to move, to live, and to have our being. So I praise God. If this woman of God can sacrifice coming to speak this word, and her son has been in the hospital and still be about kingdom business because God is the one to have all the answers, then we ought to be able to be on our post when we need to be. And if he give us something else to do, then so be it too as well. So we praise God. Amen. Amen. I bless him. We got a third party on, so thank God for Mother Alexander, now Mother Willette, the Adventist for tonight, and Mother McCormick, which prayed up some powerful prayers earlier before, about an hour before time for us to come on, as we were in intercession for Mother Willette's son. I mean, she covered the prayer warriors and the word is spoken into their lives, and we thank God. Well, as I'm using this time to also give glory and honor to the Lord, our Savior Jesus Christ, to make all things possible, I'm going to read this prayer while we believe in God. By the time I finish the prayer, if someone is on there or not, we're going to do a prayer and do scripture and move forward and let the woman of God use it for whatever glory, because it's going out in the atmosphere. Those that hear it tonight and those maybe hear it later down the road, however, but we will fulfill whatever God has given us to do. Amen. It's only three after, but in the meantime, we're going to read this prayer. It says, Father, I thank you that is your will. It is your will that I walk in complete soundness and perfect wholeness in my spirit, soul, and body, Jesus Christ, your Son, and now my Lord and Savior, paid the price in full at Calvary cross for my healing and well-being. I refuse to be robbed of the provisions any longer in Jesus' name. The alien forces of wrong thought, oppression, depression, torment, fear, affliction, infirmity, sickness, and disease cannot reside in me. Because you live in me now, Lord Jesus, through the person of the Holy Spirit, with the authority you have invested in me, I command every alien force to be replaced by your resurrection power. Today I receive an exchange of your strength for my weakness, your joy for my sadness, your pleasure and delight for my sorrow and heaviness, your hope for any despair, your peace for my torment, your prosperity of spirit, body, mind, finances, and relationship for any lack I have experienced, your ability for my inability, your acceptance for my rejection, your obedience, for my rebellion, your encouragement for my discouragement, your soundness for any brokenness, your comfort for my pain, and your courage, Lord, for my fear and timidity. I command my muscles, tissues, cells, and blood to come in alignment now with your resurrection life, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the fully aligning my spirit, body, and mind, and every other area of my life with your perfect soundness provided for me through your shed blood at Calvary, Lord Jesus, through daily doses of your word, through daily doses of your word and meditation upon your promise, Lord, I will walk in divine health in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture reading will be Psalms 42, 1 and 2. And it says, as the heart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? And as it says in the Amplified, it says, as the heart pants and longs for the water brook, so pant and long for you, O God. My inner self thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and behold the face of God? Bless the Lord. Praise God. Well, we have the prophet and another guest on, so we're going to go ahead and give space now for this woman of God to speak the word and let the Lord bless and use her. Again, I thank God again for his word. Father, we bless you tonight and give praise and honor to you as we come before the throne of grace to obtain mercy. We thank you for all that you've already done, what you're doing, what you're about to do. Forgive us for against any offense against your word and bind up any interference concerning, glory to God, these devices that we may be able to hear clearly with no interruptions or in the name of Jesus from the adversary. We thank you, Lord God, for your vessel that you use for your glory. Strengthen her, encourage her, build her up, and let the Spirit of the Lord just have free reign in her as she allow God to bless and use her at this time in the name of Jesus. We're believing that she's going to hit it right on out the park, whatever it is, the touchdown in Jesus Christ. We thank you for the baskets. It will go right on into the hoop. Whatever, glory to God, God's going to bless and use in the name of Jesus for her to accomplish the mission as the athlete, glory to God, that she's running as a marathon to carry out the assignment. Thank God for the anointing, for the yielded vessel, for a desire for her to fulfill the will of God in the name of Jesus. All that's on the line already know, Evangelist Mother Willett LaFont, glory to God, one of the service, glory to God, that God blesses faithfully with a divine connection. Praise God, thank God for her faithfulness at her own home church as well. But we bless God for her. Thank God, even at the midst of her son being in the hospital about his gallbladder, she's been by his side praying, and she's on her post tonight to minister the word. That's thank God for faithfulness as unto the Lord. So as she bringing forth the word, anoint our ears that we may be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and take it in and obey it. Thank you, the Lord, too, that he also, the word would penetrate her heart and shift her to the next level or dimension in him. So at this time, we want you to prepare yourself for a vessel, glory to God, that loves God and loves to bring his word. She is fired up when it comes to enjoying and just spreading the gospel and sharing the word and just any opportunity she gets to be able to speak something on the behalf of Jesus Christ for the kingdom of God, she does. So I pray, glory to God, that he will continue to bless and touch her body to us and her mind in the name of Jesus as we believe in the miracle for the Lord to bless her son as well. At this time, for introduce to some, or may not be but one if it's introduction, but for what I can see, all already been introduced already, and know, glory to God, as we present this woman of God to you, none other than Mother Evangelist Willett LaFont. Receive her now in Jesus' name.
Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, and I just want to say thank you of who you are, Heavenly Father. I bless you right now. I praise you. I thank you for opportunity, praise God, to share this good news with those that are willing to hear. I praise you for the prayers that have already gone up for my son. I thank you that he's in your hands and you're already working that out. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that, hallelujah, that if even if he's having some trouble with that gallbladder, dear God, hallelujah, you're able to restore that gallbladder to a 100% perfect function and order in Christ Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this season, in this hour. And I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, in Jesus' name, that, Lord God, we just rest in what your promises are. We rest, hallelujah, on the fact that God is just who he says he is, hallelujah, and he does what he say. So I thank you right now. I thank you so much for my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God, that have yet been interceding on our behalf, Lord God. We just praise you this evening. I love you, Heavenly Father. I thank you most of all that you are for us and that you love us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You're working situations out that we don't even see. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. God, now, Holy Spirit, you know I need your help. Hallelujah. And I thank you in advance for the message that you have given. Hallelujah. It may not be long, praise God, but we want to share what you have given us, Father. And we thank you for those ears that will hear what thus saith the Lord. We'll hear the word. Hallelujah. And may the word fall on the good ground of all of our hearts, and may we apply your good word to our lives in Jesus' name. Bless you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, for making intercession for us even at this moment in Jesus' name. And thank you for this good word on tonight. We bless you. We praise you. We give you glory. And I just appreciate the opportunity, Lord, to share with your people on tonight. May they continue to be blessed. May this word be good nourishment for their soul. And may they apply it. And they, even if they can't use it, maybe they can take it and give it to somebody that can use it. So we bless you, Holy Spirit. Have your way in my life and have your way in these that are hearers and doers of your holy word. Bless your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister BJ, praise God, and thank you for the prayers that have gone up, praise God, for my son and for myself, hallelujah, because it's been a busy week, praise the Lord, and I just thank and praise God for wisdom. I don't have to go to a job, but I thank and praise God for being at a, what is called a retirement type situation where I can be available if there's help that's needed, so I thank God for that. Minister BJ told me on Monday, I believe it's on Monday night, this past Monday night, that we were going to start back doing some teaching on the prayer line. So she gave us, I believe, a theme of love, mercy, and grace. And I always like to say love, grace, and mercy because I always put grace and mercy together. Well, I was available because I hadn't planned on going out of town, so it wasn't a problem for me. And it wasn't a problem for me because I had already written down a message that was that I received. It was a message that came to me. And so even though the theme is, and I'm going to tie in some scriptures, I had somebody tell me one time, Sister LaFont, you're the only person I know that can do two sermons at one time. But let me say this. I will discuss what I received as a message. So the theme is love, mercy, and grace, and you're going to hear those words tonight, praise God, as I share with you. And I will do my very best to stick to what I have written down, and I had already written this down, so I didn't have an issue when Minister BJ asked me to speak, praise God. And if I will, for a subject tonight, there is hope for you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There is hope, there is hope for you. Praise God. And then I'm just giving it to you just like I wrote it down and just like I received it. And I said, first of all, let me, I got something written down. I was looking online and I saw a message and I thought, that's some good information. And it said that often in our lives, we find ourselves in situations where we do not know what to do. You gotta remind me of a message, what to do when you don't know what to do and you know you need to do something. But this writer was saying, sometimes in our lives we find ourselves in situations where we do not know what to do. Keep it in mind, there is hope for you. Now, don't worry, I'm going to tie in those words that Minister BJ gave me. The circumstances of life have swirled out of control and the pressure is overwhelming. But the promise of God is that in that moment, he does what needs to be done. God will do it, praise God. He will not leave us alone because he promised us that he would not leave us nor forsake us. Glory be to God. And I take God at his word. I trust him, and I'm in agreement with his word, praise God. He will not forget that we need him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. A lot of us may feel like we're self-sufficient, but with that, as the songwriter say, I can't even walk without you holding my hand, dear God. Hallelujah. He will not forget that we need him. The Father stands with us, and we will never face this music alone. Praise God. And that security brings us hope. Hallelujah. I'm going to talk about that hope just a little bit. Praise God. But it's something that God wants us to know tonight. If you don't get anything else, there is hope. You may not require any hope right now, but you, the born-again believer, have a hope that many who don't have Christ as Lord, hallelujah, they don't have a hope that we have. We have a hope, glory be to God, that should get us through any and every situation. And I'll give you that in just a minute. Praise God. That hope is a precious gift. It's given to us by who? The Lord Jesus Christ. And let me say this, praise God. This is what I wrote down right after I wrote, there is hope for you. And I put down, why is there hope for you? Because God is, and put a period behind that is. Then he tell Moses, so who shall I say sent me? And he said, tell him I am that I am. Well, because God is, there is hope. Glory be to God. I thank God for giving the hearers tonight a message to let them know that in spite of your situation, in spite of your circumstance, in spite of what you're going through, and I'm going to say this, praise God, hallelujah, in spite of the lie that some may have gotten an agreement with, hello, somebody, sometimes people will believe a lie. And that's something you don't want to do. If it's not in the word of God, you don't want to agree with the devil. Hello, somebody. I put a statement that says, hallelujah, many have listened to the deception of the enemy and has agreed with the lie of the enemy that there is no hope for them. And that's why some people do what? Commit suicide. That's why some people jump off the building. That's why some people are just going through horrendous situations. Some are selling their bodies and believe that, well, this is the only life I can live. I can't do anything else. They've been given a wolf ticket. They've been been bamboozled, tricked, and just been lied to. And the devil is a liar. You can't believe anything he say. And if God's word did not say it, praise God, concerning your situation. And he'll tell you, if you believe that lie, it's a bad situation because you be like on a ship up a creek, I said this quite often, without a paddle. And glory be to God. We're in a situation, the world is in a situation now where you got to have hope if you're going to make it from one day to the next. And the subject I'm giving you is there is hope. There is hope for that person that's been strung out on alcohol or drugs or some type of immorality or fornication, adultery, homosexuality, whatever it is. If you've been told that this is your life and this is what it's not going to get any better, and because some people go through some situations and they got now strongholds and addictions in their life and they think that there's no escape. Well, the devil is a liar. God has sent me this evening on this prayer line to tell you that there is hope for you. Praise God. Why? Because God is. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So don't believe the lie from the enemy that there is no hope. No wonder so many people walk with their head down and they seem like, well, I've been to jail, so I ain't going to be able to get a job. The devil is a lie. God is still on the throne. And the last time I checked, hallelujah, he's still in charge of my life. Glory be to God. And he's still able to do exceeding abundant above all that we can ask or think. Praise God. Hallelujah. So let me share with you, I want to share with you a couple of some scriptures, praise God, and I'm going to show you how that love. First of all, I probably don't have to read any definitions on love, mercy, or grace, but I did go to my Blue Letter Bible, which is a really good source, praise God, to get information from. And I just got a few little bit of information. I'm not going to stay on it very long because I want to focus on that message that God is saying to the hearers tonight. If you, I'm going to say, like the scripture says, if you have a ear to hear what the Spirit says to the church, to the body of Christ, to people that's willing to hear and say, Lord, is there really hope for me? Yes, there is. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Love, in respect to love, praise God. And I'm going to read you them scriptures and tell you why. How can I say that there's hope? Because I got the message, first of all, from God. He gave it to me, and I agree with him. Hallelujah. And some people will say, well, there's no hope. Some parent may have told their children, well, that person has gone down the rabbit hole, and there's no hope for them. The devil is a liar. You got to change that way of thinking. If you're thinking, well, I've been like this all my life, well, it's time for a change. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Love, praise God. You ought to know already, God is what? Love. I was looking at 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. It was talking about love. Praise God. Where's my little, I think I had pulled that up. I may not have it pulled up, but you can look at that. But it talks about what love is, and it talks about what love is not. Hello, somebody. And you can have all kind of gifts, but if you leave love out of it, hello, somebody, you might as well be a waste of time. All those gifts. You have the gift of prophecy and prophesize, hear from the word of God and get it on point. But if you don't have no love, and I don't know how you can have love, because if you are a child of God, the love of God ought to be abiding in you. And you should not be having no isms and schisms in the body. You should be able to love everybody. I don't care what color their hair is, how tall they are, how short they are. They are part of the family of God if they have accepted Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Let me go back to this. Praise God. Love in respect to agapeo is used of God. It expresses the deep and constant love and interest of a perfect being toward entirely unworthy objects, producing and fostering a reverential love in them towards the giver. And God is always the giver of that love. And I say this, I pause just to say this, or whatever the Spirit give me. I'm going to say, a lot of people trying to find love in all the wrong places, first of all, and you don't need to be bringing nobody in your life if you don't have the love of God, the agape love of God living in you. Because you can't love except the love of God lives on the inside of you to help you to know how to love others. The Bible said we got to do what? Love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, glory be to God, and strength, and then love our neighbor, hallelujah, as ourselves. Love you one another. Let me put it like that, praise God, because that's what Jesus says later on in the New Testament, hallelujah. So we have to, praise God, have that love. That love, praise God, like I said, it's a constant love. It is not wishy-washy. Hello, somebody. And I like that how 1 Corinthians talk about it. It's not easily provoked. You got to check yourself, baby, when you easily provoked. That means that you're not in the love. The love is not coming through like it should. So you got to make sure you have the agape type love living down on the inside of you, and then you'll learn how to love everybody. And you can even have compassion and mercy, praise God, toward them in Jesus' name. Okay, so praise God, and that love will help you to learn how to love others also, praise God. Just a brief understanding of the word, not a whole lot, because I pray to God that every person on here understand love, but love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and mind, but accept God, put it down on the inside of you. And that's why I say, praise God, there is hope for you because God is. And God is love. Hallelujah. So if you allow the love of God to live on the inside of you, because some people can reject, some people reject God. So I don't know what they're expecting to take place, but they will be like most men, most miserable if you don't have God in your life and you're subject to fall for anything that the enemy tells you, but he's a liar. Praise God. Mercy. I love that word mercy. And there's a text that talks about grace and mercy, praise God, in the Bible. Mercy is compassion for the miserable. Its object, like I said, I got this from the Blue Letter Bible, praise God, and it's an excellent source. It's got many commentaries, dictionaries, just all kind of good information out there on that website, praise God. Mercy is compassion, praise God, for the miserable. Its object is misery. By the atoning sacrifice of Christ, a way is open for the exercise of mercy toward the sons of men. Only because of what Jesus did, he sacrificed his life. And you're going to see how much God loves us, because God loves us and he is for us. Glory be to God. If he wasn't for us, why would he allow his only begotten son, hallelujah, to sacrifice his life so that we can live the fullness of life? Praise God, hallelujah. So praise Jesus, hallelujah. As I was saying, mercy is compassion for the miserable. Its object is misery. By the atoning sacrifice of Christ, a way is open because of what Jesus did, his sacrifice for us. A way is open for the exercise of mercy towards the sons of men. Praise God. In harmony with the demands of truth and righteousness. Praise God. And let me just say this. When I was praying, and as I was praying, and it came to me about love, grace, and mercy, and it came to me that God is so good, and I know you know the scripture that says God provides new mercy every day. But what I hope you probably already gotten this message that mercy is that God didn't have to provide, give us mercy, but because of his grace and mercy, I'm going to put those together, that's how I usually use them, praise God. God's mercy, praise God, will provide us and give us things even when we're not even worthy of having them. It's by God's. And I was been studying the book of Philippians, praise God, and there's a man, a servant, praise God, of God by the name of Epaphras. It might be Epaphroditus. I might not be pronouncing his name right. But he was sick unto death, and he was an assistant of Paul. He worked in the ministry, praise God, and he had been sent from Philippi, praise God, to Paul, praise God, to bring gifts to Paul from the Philippians, praise the Lord. But they heard that while he was ministering to Paul, while he was in prison, that he had got sick unto death. He was about to die. But God was so good and so merciful that his mercy brought that man back to life. And Paul said, Lord, the God had mercy on me as well as to the Philippians. So he was going to send Timothy back to the Philippians to let them know, you know, that he was appreciative to how they had accepted the message of God, how they were loving one another and helping one another out and not being partial to others, but they were doing great, praise God, after they received the message of salvation of the Lord Jesus. And Epaphroditus, he sent him, he said, instead of sending Timothy, I'm going to send him back because God had mercy not only on you, for not letting them die, because Epaphroditus had ministered to them quite a bit, praise God. And it would have broke their heart, and it certainly would have broke Paul's heart for him to die, so God had mercy on him and saved his life. So a lot of times, mercy is the one that's saving people's lives. Hello, somebody. It's God's grace and his mercy, praise the Lord. So that's compassion for the miserable. My God, hallelujah. But because of the shed blood of Jesus, hallelujah, that made a way for the exercise of mercy toward the sons, for the people of the children. Hello, somebody. Sons of men. Okay, now, grace, very briefly. I'm trying to get through this briefly. Once again, there is hope for you, and all of this is going to help because it's going to tie in. I'm going to read in a few minutes Ephesians, the second chapter. So if you've got your Bibles, you're welcome to turn to that. Grace is a kindness and it's favor. Just those two words. I'm just going to leave it at that. And I like to say grace is unmerited favor. It's God declaring you innocent. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we were, like Jesus was innocent. He didn't do any sin. We're the guilty ones. Excuse me. And so we should have been the one who was on that cross. But Jesus went to the cross in our stead. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Jesus, for that. I thank you, Father, for demonstrating the power of your love toward your creation. Because you didn't have to do it. But you did. You allowed your only begotten son to sacrifice his life. And that's, praise God, declaring us innocent. We were guilty, but you just declared. You being the judge, praise God, and you could have said judgment. But mercy overrides. Hello, mercy is supersedes judgment. Now, there's a judgment day coming. Now, don't get it a little bit. Don't misunderstand me. But praise God, grace is the unmerited favor of God. Hallelujah. And you're going to see this in just a moment. And you're going to see how this ties in when you go to Ephesians, the second chapter. I believe I got that already turned in my other little cell phone to read it. Or the Bible. I hope I got it already turned there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay, well, I got it here. Now, and you know what I wanted to do, Minister BJ? I know you probably are on me. At first, I was going to say I would have liked this to have been a response, as though we were sitting in a class and I asked somebody to read and they would just go there and read. Praise the Lord, but it's all good. I'm going to Ephesians because I thought I had it already pulled up, but my phone went blank. But I'm going to Ephesians, the second chapter, praise God, and I'm going to start with verse 4. And you're going to notice how the love of God, praise God, grace and mercy, all of these ties in, praise God, with this message. And this, what I'm going to read to you, it's really the message, praise God, that let us know that there is hope. And if I don't get anything else clear, I want the person, if there's a person on here that's struggling with smoking cigarettes, if there's a person here that maybe have struggles with drinking wine, hello, you're supposed to not drink wine where there's excess, but if drinking wine going to cause you some problems, don't do it. Everybody can't do none of that. Hello, somebody. And I'm not giving nobody permission to do something that's going to cause you to stumble or cause somebody else to stumble. But in any case, if there's people on this line that have problems with some issues that's not pleasing to God, and you know what's not pleasing, the Holy Spirit puts you in check when you're doing something that's not pleasing to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then what you want to do is realize that God is saying to you tonight that there is hope for you. You don't have to live that life that you've been the enemy making you feel like you're trapped. I promise you, I saw it in a dream. Years ago, I had a dream about we was on this little ship thinking you going somewhere. You ain't going nowhere because the ship going around in circles. And the front end of the ship was already underwater. And that ought to tell you something right there. And it was a preacher on that ship and some other people. And then all of a sudden I heard in my ear, there's a whirlpool under that ship. I said, what, a whirlpool? When I heard there was a whirlpool on that ship, I said, I'm getting off this ship. Well, at first, on the ship, I mean, when you look on the ship, like I said, it was going around, and you went on a real nice big, a real ship, that liner, ocean liner. You went on that. You was on a little boat, thinking you was on a ship going somewhere. If you was, but the front end was, like I said, was underwater. And then when you look outside, there was a sand. It looked like it was sand on the outside around that, and all it was just a pond. And then it's a barbed wire. It looked like a barbed wire fence around that pond. Now, this was a vivid dream. And I said, good gracious alive, barbed wire. So you was thought you was trapped, and there was no escape. And then... and then I didn't have on no shoes. But when I heard there was a whirlpool, I said, I'm getting off the ship, and I was bare feet. I said, well, I'm going to have to get out there. But the sand, you thought that sand was nothing but ants, actually. Yeah, a lot of ants, them good, tough, dark ants waiting. And I said, they was like they had knives and forks ready to chomp on your feet if you crossed over on that ground. Hello, somebody. Now, you know that makes you think, I ain't going to get off this ship because them ants going to eat me up. And then if that one held you back, the fence, the barbed wire fence, you said, that'll cut me up if I try to cross that fence. But to see, that's how the enemy, he'll deceive you like that. And then when I heard that ship was going to sink and there was a whirlpool, and the whirlpool is like, it's going to pull you under. So I said, I'm getting off this ship. Just like that. And you have to make a decision to get off this deceit that the enemy has told you. You got to make a decision. But it's only through the grace and power of God. You've got to come to him. There's no other way. Praise God. Jesus says the only way you're going to get to the Father is through him. So you got to be willing to accept the Father's help. God is willing to help you. That's why he's given a message that there is hope for you. The enemy has lied to you for so many years, you've gone ahead and trusted and agreed with the enemy. But God is saying to you this evening, tonight, there is hope for you. Praise God. Well, let me tell you this little rest of the dream. Baby, when I stepped off that ship, I found out there were no ants with no knives and forks ready to eat me up. That was just plain old sand. And then when I looked at the barb, I thought the barbed wire fence, it wasn't barbed wire after all. It was just ropes tied together. So the enemy will make things seem, just as horrible, the worst as you can get. What they say, fear is like false evidence appearing real. That anxiety, that devil put that on, make you think that you're trapped. And Jesus, remember what he said, Jesus came to set the captive free. You don't have to be bound and held captive by nothing on this earth because God is. Hallelujah. And he loves us. Now, let me read this because I don't want to tarry you long because somebody probably said, Sister Witter, you got to hurry up. Ephesians, the second chapter, and we're looking at starting. Let's go down just to verse 4. Now, watch what it says, and you're going to see some of these words, praise God. But God, and this is why there is hope for you. There's hope for every person on this earth. If you've not received Christ, if this message is not for you, just take notes and give it to somebody and let them know, yes, there is hope. I don't care what you've been told. Please take a chance on God. Glory be to God. But God, verse 4, who is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us, notice those words, even when we were dead in trespasses, God made us alive together with Christ. How? By grace you have been saved. Hello, somebody. And raised us up together and made us to sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, that's some spiritual talk there. We may be here on earth. Hello, somebody. But in the spirit, we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we're, in other words, if you're saved, you're already more than a conqueror. Hello, somebody. But you got to agree with what God says and apply that to your life. He said, we're made to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. that what? In the ages to come, he might show, verse 7, the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus. And verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith. Hallelujah. It's only by grace, that unmerited favor, glory be to God. You have been, you didn't do anything. You couldn't have earned it. I don't care how much money. I don't care what you look. I don't care. You could not. And how wonderful is that? How marvelous is that? That you didn't have to do anything to earn the grace of God, that he was willing to save us through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift. A gift is something you receive. You didn't have to pay for a gift. Hello, somebody. So see how you have a hope. And what is that great hope? It's that the fact that once we leave this, you may go through some trials, because the scripture teach us many other afflictions are those. And you, Psalms, I think that's Psalms 34. And I tell you what, that's okay. And what Paul said, this light affliction is but for a moment. Hello. Compared the eternal weight of glory that we're going to experience, praise God. Why? Because in Christ, hallelujah, we have a hope that when he said, let not your heart be troubled, you believe in God, believe also in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Maybe there's hope for us. He said, if I go, praise God, I'm coming back, and I'm going to receive you unto myself. We got a hope that there's a heaven waiting for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You may go through some challenges down here, but one thing about it, when the Father say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, guess what? You may have to go through something, but one thing about it, you're not going through it alone. I remember a lot of times when we did street ministry, that was the best news, is that, well, I ain't going out here. I'll be listening to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit going ahead of us, and the Holy Spirit living in us and guiding us as we go along the way. As we journey this life, praise God, we can depend. We can have the strength. The song said, you are my strength, strength like no other. We can depend on God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He loves us. I don't care what you've been told in the past. If you've been told you're not lovable, you're this or that, the devil is a liar. He wants you to believe all of that garbage. If God didn't say it about you, praise God, trust that he is able to bring you out of it. He can bring you, praise God, hallelujah, where you need to be so you can live life to the full in Christ Jesus' name. I love this. That message, you see that I saw love, grace, and mercy all in those scriptures that I just read. Praise God, hallelujah. Now, Romans, the fifth chapter, and let me see. I'm not going to go too much longer because I probably went past time anyway.
No, you haven't.
I have. Somebody said, don't tell it. Okay. But anyway, praise the Lord. Let me, where was I? I was about to say a little bit. And this is Romans, the fifth chapter, because there is hope for you, because God is. Now, chapter 5 of Romans, and just a few verses there. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, justified, therefore, that's a summation, that word. That means I'm going to give you a summary. You can go back and read the chapters before that, chapter 4, to see why I said therefore. It's referring to something in the previous chapter, but I didn't go to that. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have been made right by faith in Christ. It was through the grace of God, but our faith in Christ, praise God. And what it said, the writer said, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And I remembered in Philippians, it talks about don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, praise God. And that's why as prayer warriors, when we pray, you remember what the word of God says. Don't be anxious. Don't be fearful. Don't be fretting about anything. But in everything, prayers, and make your supplications or your requests known to God with thanksgiving. And this is what God going to do. He said the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. So when them thoughts come to your mind that's not like God, hallelujah, glory be to God, the word of God will remind you, hallelujah, you don't need to fret over that. Give that to the Lord and let him work it out. Trust God, hallelujah. And I'm learning, I said, man, God has so many ways for us to succeed. He said, ask and it will be given you. Just ask. Glory be to God. You ask believing that you're going to, with expectation that you're going to receive, glory be to God. And I like that in Mark. You know some of my favorites. You've heard them before. Praise God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Hallelujah. And then you can speak to the mountain. Hallelujah. And say, uproot yourself and be cast into the sea. And you don't doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say shall come to pass. The word of God said you shall have it. You can have what you ask God for. If you pray, believing that you shall receive. I like that where he says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it shall be done. Hello, somebody. Glory be to God. God is good. Hallelujah. Okay, I was saying being justified, but I didn't get it past that. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. By whom? Who the Lord, who is to whom? I always explain the pronouns. Whom is Jesus Christ? We have access by faith into what? The grace wherein we stand. That unmerited favor. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we rejoice in what? The hope of glory of God. Hallelujah. We have access by faith into this grace. That's God's grace. Glory be to God. And we rejoice in the hope. Oh, glory be to God. We have a hope, y'all. Glory be to God. And there is hope for you. And not only, verse 3, and not only so, but we glory. Watch this. We glory. Now, see, this is what some people going to fall out. They're just going to fall out and they're just going to lay down and just say, I'm stuck and I can't get out. I'm Chuck. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation. But knowing, watch this, and Jesus, he said, and John 16:33, look here, he said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. Well, trouble's going, you're going to have some challenges. Trouble going to show up. But how are you going to go through that trouble? Remember, you're not going through alone. God promised to be with us. You may not see him. Hello, somebody, but it doesn't mean he's not there. Did you know God can see in the dark? He made the dark. Hello? He can see in the dark. He can see how you're going through at night, praise God, or whatever the situation. He sees every situation, and he's smiling at us right now because we took the time, hallelujah, to hear what he has to say. He said, not only that, we glory. It said glory, hallelujah. You're going to experience some glory now. In tribulation, knowing what? Knowing that tribulation is going to produce something. It worketh patience. Hello, somebody. And patience, experience. And you know, sometimes your experiences will let you know, well, God got me through that. He'll get me through this. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. And experience does what? It works hope. And that hope make not ashamed, glory be to God, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. And when you know that God loves you and he is for you, and he said Romans 8, what did he say? He said, all things work together for good to them that love God, who are called according to his purpose, glory be to God. When I think about what God say in his word, hallelujah, how much he loved me and he is for me. Don't you know I know he's working this situation? Don't you know I know he's working this situation out? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I apologize for that. I'm going to take this phone and put it somewhere out of the way because I'm not going to get that call. And I apologize for that. Praise God. I have to get off that phone. And I'm turning that phone down. I should have had it turned down at first. I apologize. But thank and praise God. But I already know that I thank and praise God, that love that's been shed abroad in our hearts, praise God, by the Holy Ghost that's given to us. Hallelujah. I thank and praise God. You know what? he said in the Sermon on the Mount, not the word, and I'm not going to stress. I said, God, I know you already got this. I thank you, Lord God, for handling this situation too. I thank you for bringing these children out of this clutches of the enemy. Praise God. I thank you for getting them the victory in Christ Jesus. Put them back on the right path in Christ Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You better ask, and it will be given when you ask, believing that you receive. So, and I said, patience. I've read that. You can read it on your own. Romans 5th chapter, verses 1 through 9. And hope make not ashamed, because the love of God, it is in our hearts, praise God, by the Holy Ghost, which God has given us. And I'm going to read verse, I'm going to skip down to verse 8. It says, but God, I'm still in the page, praise God, but God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, hello somebody, Christ died for us. Now, you know what, if somebody cutting up, why you want to do something nice for them? But look at what God, he demonstrated without a shadow of a doubt how much he loves us. While we were still in our filthy state, hello somebody, Jesus died for us. Hallelujah, glory be to God. I could read more, but that's enough. Much more than being now justified by his blood, verse 9, we shall be saved from the wrath. We ain't got to go through the hellfire, because we have trusted that God is, and that he does exactly what he say. If he allowed his son to sacrifice his life so that we can live, there is hope. Praise God. If you have breath in your body, glory be to God, there is hope. If you realize that Jesus is alive and well, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, but he got up on the third day, hallelujah, this is the best news that you could ever get. Hope, praise God, allows us to face each day knowing that God is still in control. Praise God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is hope for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read something, and I'm just going to, I pray the Lord. I had a whole lot more scriptures, but I ain't going to go through all of those. Praise the Lord. But I just wanted to give you a few things. I thought it was such a wonderful message, very briefly, that God, because God had given me that message on there is hope for you, is to share with those people who have been lied to and made to feel like, well, you've been in that situation for a long time. And some people believe, well, I've been drinking for 30 years. There's no hope for me. The devil is a liar. I want you to know tonight, the devil is a liar. If you have been, if you rejected God and you've not been faithful to him, and you know you brought up, you know, learning and being taught that God is a good God, and you have chosen to go the other way, well, God has not forgotten about you. Because why do I know that? Because he doesn't want you to perish. Otherwise, he wouldn't continue to speak to your hearts, saying there is hope for you. If you have breath in your body, and there's a scripture that says, in the day that you hear the Lord knocking at the, I said knocking at the door of your heart, don't harden your heart anymore. Don't listen to the lies of the enemy making you feel like there's no hope for you. Turn to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am, just as I am. The songwriter said, I come to thee. Praise God. Here I am, Lord. Forgive me. Help me, Lord God. The lady said, there is hope for me because you exist and because Jesus shed his blood so that I can live. Lord, I'm coming to you, and I'm asking you for mercy. Mercy, you may not have deserved it, but because of God's love, he provides. Hallelujah. He provides, and he grants the request. God loves all of us, and he wants the very best for each and every one of us. I pray something that I've said will help you on tonight. I'm going to read you. I like my little readings, praise God. This says, my grace has already made the way. Putting on my little reading glasses. And this is what I'm going to sum this up with this. It says, I love you in your struggle and weakness. While you are still far off, I run to you with restoration. While you are in the midst of repentance, I am forgiving you. While you are pondering your future, I have gone ahead and opened up the way. While you are asleep, I place my grace over you. While you hope that your family is healed, I am at work in the hearts to make you whole. Within you is a deep need, a need for my grace and mercy. Like a river that always seeks the lowest place, my grace runs down into the deepest need of your heart and fills it to overflowing. Soon you will leap with strength and run victoriously through the ranks of the enemy forces. I will train you in my grace to win every battle and defeat the discouragement that has sought to muffle your voice. You will run into my grace and find all that you need. I am the extravagant Father who understands you fully. So come and expect me to work through you to change the world. You know, I thank and praise God for that reading. It says so much. God can still use you. Praise God. Hallelujah. And if you only give him the opportunity and trust what he's saying to you tonight, that there is hope for you because he is. Hallelujah. And if you think you're going to get it some other way, you've been deluded. You're under a strong delusion. Hello, somebody. It's no other way. God is the only way. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he's done everything that he needed to do. But he wants you to know, I still love you, my child. I want you to come to me. I will provide you what you need. I hope something that we said tonight will help you and to see that God loves us. Praise God. Hallelujah. His grace and his mercy is still in operation today. And I don't care how low you feel, what you've been told, God is. Hallelujah. He is yet the I am that I am. Hallelujah. He's the all-sufficient one. Hallelujah. He is Jehovah God. Hallelujah. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah. He's our hope when we feel hopeless. He's our help when we feel helpless. Glory be to God. He is our Father God. He loves us, and he wants to let us know how much. And I pray that something that we've said tonight will encourage you to share something with someone else that will provide the hope that God wants his people to have. Thank you, God, for not giving up on us. Thank you for yet giving us opportunity to hear what you have to say to our hearts. Thank you for letting us lay all of our needs at your feet, our cares and our concerns, Lord God. And those, Lord God, who feel hopeless, helpless, Lord God, let them know if they still have, Lord God, a dream in their heart of what they may have wanted to be, that you're able, if it's according to your divine will, purpose, and plan for their life, you can help them with that if they're willing to turn to you and let you help them. We appreciate you, Lord God. You do so much to make sure that we're saved. We love you. We bless you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each of you. Amen.
Praise the Lord. What a mighty God we serve. An awesome word, powerful, and bless God. You did an excellent job on it. And thank God, glory to God, for so many things that God blessed. That was a revelation, that was an inspiring encouragement and awakening, as well as some things we already know. But sometimes, that with the other revelation that comes with it brings it down into greater depth for us to be able to grasp the love that God has for us in his mercy and grace. Hallelujah. Love, mercy, and grace. You did an excellent job. We're going to leave the doors open now for anyone that wants prayer, and then we'll take those accolades of remarks. Praise the Lord. But I thank God for you, but how God blessed and moved in and in the encouragement and in with the word of just even letting people know that there is hope for us no matter what else
situation is. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, praise the Lord, His blessing. Amen. Anyone that has need prayer, now we're going to take those prayer requests. Okay, all the lines were open, so if there's no prayer requests. Well, we are going to go over to God, have the prophet to speak and just speak first. But in the meantime, I do want to pray and thank the Lord. Glory to God for our sisters. Always we're in agreement that for Evangelist Willette LaFont's son, glory to God, believing God for miraculous healing for his body, for the doctors to continue the proper care that he's need. If it comes to that place that God say his healing comes through a divine intervention or whether he used the doctors, we believe in God. Glory to God for God to bless and all that infection come out of his body, and he will also be drawn closer to the Lord even through this, that God will bless him and cause him, glory to God, to yield his vessel even the more for the will of the Lord being done. Touch this vessel that was spoken tonight, God, the word that you allow her to pour out into us. Oh, God, so rich. God, we pray that you continue to pour the virtue back into her body, continue to bless and move in her life as you shift her, glory to God, in the next dimension of where you will have her to be. Cover all her family under the blood and each one of us and those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. I pray that it penetrate our hearts and whatever. It wouldn't be just like we enjoyed it. It was wonderful. No, God, we are praying that it will be transformation every time we hear your word as it shifts us to the next level, as we allow your will to be done. And thank you for those that, whatever the situation is, that we give those things to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophet Bird is still there.
Amen.
Now praise God. Praise God. Glory to God. What a message. What a reminder of us, to us, that regardless of what we've gone through and regardless of where we are even now, that God's love, grace, and mercy is forever. He's always for us. He's never against us. And we can trust him with whatever situation we are in. She reminded us that I don't care how long you've been in that. I don't care how long you've been drinking or smoking or whatever that is. I don't care how long you've been in sin, that God is always there for us because of how much he loves us. And that was a message that we all need to know. So I don't care what condition we're in, what condition we find ourselves in, we got to know that God will never leave nor forsake us. And it's a done deal. It's already Man. Done. So we just thank our sister for that word that went forth tonight. She had some good word and scriptures to back it up. And it was just to remind us that don't ever quit. Don't ever give in. We got to stay with it until the end because he's always for us and never against us. And he can't go back on his word because of his love, grace, and mercy. I thank you for that word tonight, sister. Mighty, mighty word. Praise God.
Amen. God bless you.
Mother Alexander, next person on after her, whoever.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Minister Willette, thank God for you, my dear. Mighty woman of God. Okay, now, we have no explain. We have no excuse. God give us all three of these things. He give us grace, he give us mercy, and he give us love. And there is no excuse for you to sit back and think that you cannot renew again. That's nowhere. Hope is always there in each one of these words. Grace, mercy, and love. You got the hope right there because God already tell us. So there's no excuse for you to say, because I fall down, I can't get up. Or even if you have a lifestyle that is not pleasing in sight of God. But what did God tell us? Come, come. His hand is always open and stretched out. You're not down too low that you cannot stretch up and call on the mercy of God. Because grace, love, and mercy is still there. He'll never turn us down, regardless who you are. I don't care how low you are, baby. That's why God says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. If you is him and you into situation, yeah. You calling on him. You know who he is now. It's not that you don't know who the Lord is. Then you got to know that, here I am, Lord, and I'm crying out to you because there is no other way for me. You make up your mind. So that's why you can't say that, well, I have no hope. Oh, I'm throwing my tackle. No, you don't throw no towel, baby. You stand faithful because those are the stuff that's coming against you is the adversary. But as I said before, grace, mercy, and love, those are power, baby. When you know who God is, that power. And I enjoy the word that she bring tonight. Thank God for using you mightily, Sister Willard. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, good.
I don't know if she's there or she's gone already or what. So is she still there or not? Whether she wanted to say anything. But if not, you go ahead. I know sometimes you have to get off the line.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I enjoy you, Cooper Willie. It was just so good. It was so good. And as you were talking, I said, God is still speaking. He's still speaking to his people. And I just thank God that he's still speaking. He said, there is hope for you. There's still hope for us. And in the part where you said, there's still hope because God is. God is. God is anything that we have in the being. He'll work things out. He knows what we need before we even ask him. And I just thank God for you. I think that part, the little part where you were reading, that little reading part down there, I thank God for that, where it said it was training you training you in my grace. Like as I'm going through, God is training me in the grace. You know, I don't know how it's going to be turned out. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's training me in and out. He's working in me. He's moving me out of some situation. He let me see that I can do this. I can do that. He let me see I can walk the way he wants me to walk. He let me see I don't have to listen to lies or different things. And I thank you for the part where you said that sometimes we know. Let me see where I had read this part. There's another part I had read down. I got so much. I want to hold y'all up. Many have listened to lies. I say that part. And because God is, I say that part. We may have to go through something, but we don't have to go through it alone. And that was one of the good things I liked at that part, because we can go through things, and sometimes we think that we have to be alone going through it, but we're not alone, because like we said, God said he'll never leave us nor forsake us, so we're not alone. That's one thing that always I get encouraged about on myself. That I know God is right there. He's right there with me whenever I go through situations. And I can tell you a testimony, but I'll tell it to you later about some things. I already told it to Sister, but I'll tell you some things later on about the testimony that I went through last Saturday. And then you said another thing. I was writing out a lot of stuff. He see what you are going through in the dark, even in the dark, even when the lights is cut off, when we think God don't see us, he see us in the dark. And so I just love it. There was just so much that you said. I'm not going to hold it up, but there was so much that you said, and I just loved it, and I loved everything. It was just so good, and I just enjoyed it. And it let me know that God still loved me, and let me know that what you just said about love, mercy, and grace, and there is hope, and also let me know that there's hope, because there was a time, I'm going to tell this part here, there was a time in my life I used to walk around, and I used to be so nervous and I would just bite on my fingernail, and I would bite on them so bad, you could probably see the blood in them, just biting on my fingernail. and that let me know now that I don't bite on my fingernails. I got some fingernails, and I wouldn't even hold my hand out because I bit on my fingernails so much. I would always keep my hand closed so nobody couldn't see my hand and stuff. And now I know that God, He sees what I was going through. He sees the nervousness. He see how I just bite on my fingernails all the time. And now I'm so excited about my fingernails. I get so excited about little things. I just get so excited about what God is doing in my life. So y'all just continue to pray for me. I enjoy you, Sister Willette. Love you. God continue to bless you.
Amen. God bless you. We love you, too. I'm going to read that little part, and I'm going to let the other person go. I was reading, I will train you. God says, I'll train you in my grace to win every battle and defeat the discouragement that has sought to muffle your voice. Glory be to God. The enemy wants us to keep quiet about what God has said, but we have to open up our mouths and say what God says regarding us. Praise God. Amen. And that was, thank you so much. We love you too, my dear. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We give glory to God for this beautiful woman of God who taught us a great lesson, reminded us of some things that we may not be thinking about, but she brought it to the front. And I, for one, everything was good, but I love the story that she told, that she had the dream about being on the ship. That was so amazing. All of those things that was encompassing her and binding her in were false. She said fear was false evidence that seems real. And a lot of times we suffer with that false evidence that seems real. It's not real. And if it is real in your mind, there is hope. I don't know whether you all have heard about Pastor Ann Tanui. She's out of Gadsden, South Carolina. She started a ministry after years of being, she had agoraphobia. She was locked into a house. The fear of coming out overtook her. She was in there for years until God set her free. And that's what the Father will do for us. He will set us free. And you talked about, said that you can't love anybody until you love God. And that's the truth. You can't know how to love without God. You think you loving, but you're not. We talk about that unconditional love of the Father. And we just keep iterating, and you did also, that there is hope no matter what. There's hope. So we thank God for you and for Pastor BJ inviting you to be on the line tonight to bless somebody. And I know you bless me and many others. And so we say to you, my sister, live long and prosper and continue in the word. Thank you, and God bless you so much.
Amen, and thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody finished?
Praise the Lord. There is hope.
There is.
Thank you for that word. That was a good word, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
Praise
mm-hmm.
the Lord. Amen.
Thank you.
Sister
Laura. Praise the Lord. Sister Willette, I thank God and praise God for the word tonight because it really encouraged me because there is hope and then also the God's grace and mercy. I thank you for how you break it down that, you know, a lot of times we not looking, we think that we can't do this or we can't, or we, things don't go right because we don't have no hope. But then with God, there is hope. And also, we got to walk in love because God is a God of love. But we got to love God genuinely, not just with lip service or just, we got to love him from our heart and love him for who he are. So I just thank God for the word when you say we got hope and that there is hope in God.
So I thank you, and I appreciate the mighty word of God, and I thank you for you yielding your vessel and letting God use you and letting God pick you up to higher heights and deeper depth than him. Thank you, and I love you.
Amen. God bless you. I love you too, Sister Brenda.
Well, praise God. It's been marvelous, wonderful, awesome. Enjoyed it thoroughly. I like I'm going to have to listen so I can not let it be texted to me. That reading was so fantastic. I enjoyed that thoroughly. It just ties the message in so beautifully. And the way God just used the different analogies in your testimony and various things and whatever like this. And it was a great word. So I've already said some things prior to, so I'm not going to take up much more time, but I sure would like to have a copy of that reading. Other than that, I have to sit and stop and start, and I don't know whether it's going to work that well for me to hear it back when I play it back. So if you possibly could, I sure would like to get a copy of that. But from the beginning to the ending, God bless you.
Yes.
And even in the prayer, pray for those that, you know, that are feeling hopeless or going through and whatever like this. And I like the way God bless you in that message, because, you know, a lot of times when I pray, you know, I'll be praying about people, especially even our youth and whatever, about feeling hopeless and whatever, get through these different challenging times. But it's the way God used you to carry out every portion of his love, that agape, and for us to have that mercy and grace and for us to yield to him. And so that way, when we yield to him, then we can reap the blessings and not to allow the counterfeit, the liar, to come in and just feel. That's why so many people, like you said, with the head down and suicide and all these other things that come in, because that's part of his MO. And if he can get that for the very elect, he'll do it too. If we don't stay prayed up every day and built up, because we know these things are definitely for the world, and he'll definitely do it to us too. If we let go and start getting nonchalant, getting over in carnality, or don't come out of carnality, and the adversary will definitely have a field day. That's why it's imperative for us to stay prayed up, built up, pray one for another, and continue to take the multitude of counsel. But we got to have our own personal one-on-one with the Lord. And there will be times of challenging, but we have to remember that love, the agape most of all, and then that mercy and grace that he does give us, and all the armor he then gave us, along with the weapons and everything else that he equipped us with. But we need one another. But we got to know that we got to have our one-on-one. Because if you praying for me and my mind is every place else and trying to not hear or comprehend that right there, it's going to have to be, I have to also be in a place to take it and also have a relationship so I can be able to see what God's doing. So I bless God for this word tonight. Looking forward to Mother Alexander, because that's our theme for this month. When she gets ready to give us a revelation of what God's given her out of it too as well on the fourth Sunday. So we thank God for you again. Evangelist, you did a wonderful job. We thank God for all that ears have heard and those that have listened. Glory to God that came on and did not allow, you know, even there's nothing wrong with the game, but even if you had to listen for a while and get off, did not, you know, that make it robbery. And some people like games and some don't, so it all depends. But I thank God, bless the Lord, praise the Lord. Brother Black, and we already had prayer prior to the service because he was having the time too that, you know, some people have their just set up for some time, you know, in their, when it's time for the games and stuff like this. So in the meantime, he whatever he has set up afterwards, he's already had prayer. Then I had him, we touched and agreed for your son already too. So he didn't come on tonight, but the Lord blessed. And we thank God for all of those that did come on, because the majority of you did come on. They normally be on. So that's a blessing in itself as we continue to pray one for another. And so at this time, we're going to have remarks from you. And, of course, we already said Mother Alexander will be our next speaker the following Sunday. And we will have prayer tomorrow night, as the Lord say the same.
Amen.
So
amen.
This time, if you have any remarks.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much. I thank everybody for their kind comments. Praise God. And I just, the only other thing, I tell you that message, what was amazing to me is how when I got to the scriptures in Ephesians, how all of those words was there, and then in that other, the other, what I said, that was Romans, praise God. I was trying to go back where I came from. But, yeah, I thought it was amazing how the scriptures that I, when I went to them in Ephesians, praise God, all of those words were that you had mentioned was right in that. And I said, how awesome is that, that they were there. But I just wanted to also say, I had, like I said, I had gotten that message even before you asked me to be the speaker, praise God. And I heard even today for confirmation, you know, you always get there. Yesterday there was, I think a little, there was some type of Super Bowl award, something. And I turned it, when I came back home from the hospital, I turned the, when I turned the TV on, praise God, the show was, I think it was about to go off. But they were talking about, one of the persons was talking about, they were giving awards to some people who had, they were giving an award for something dealing with hope. He was saying, there is hope, and he mentioned you are not alone. And a lot of the enemy try to make the people feel that you're ain't nobody in this ship but you, but the devil is a liar. But he was saying they were giving awards to, I think, three people because they formed an organization so that there would be hope for people with certain issues. And he said there is hope because God loves you. And I just love that. I said, this is an award show, and they saying that. And then later on that evening, I saw when in Lifetime had a young lady that had been abducted, and she mentioned during the trial, she said, you know, it was, she had, it was hope. They were saying, how does she do it? She was captured for 72 hours by her abductor, and she said it was hope that kept her doing the 72 hours. And, yeah, that was an interesting ordeal. But I thought, how interesting is that? But thank and praise God that there is hope. If you realize that God is, as long as you know that God is, there is still hope, and I wouldn't trade anything. But I thank and praise God for you all, if you are able to receive this message, because I didn't get it on my own. It came to me, praise God, and I said, okay, I'm going to write that down. When I get a message, I write it down, and I'll share it whenever I get the opportunity to share it. But I was able to tell a young lady at church today about that there is hope, praise God. As long as God is, hallelujah, we know who God is, hallelujah. And God, he really loves us. And I thank and praise God for this message, because somebody said, God is speaking, and God is speaking. And my question is, anybody listening? And I pray that somebody heard it, praise God. But God loves us. He truly loves us. When you hear all of that word, praise God, that he said, and I didn't give a whole lot because I had another whole page. God bless you all. We love you. We appreciate you. And it was my pleasure to just to stand in the shoes of John and share whatever the Lord give me in Jesus' name. And I heard someone said the word, it's already done. Because, hallelujah, God is, it's a done deal. It's already done. Jesus has already gotten us the victory, praise God. Then he says he's given us what pertains to life and godliness. So we can rest in that. God, I thank you. You in charge. You got this. Because he don't want us to fret over anything. God bless you. God bless all of you. We love you. God bless you. And thank you for the opportunity, Mr. BJ. And thank you so much for the prayers. Hallelujah. God bless you.
It's already a done deal, and God has given us a victory. That's a word right there to hold on to, as well as we've been more than a conqueror and being triumphant in Christ Jesus. It's already a done deal. Because he is, and what he say will come to pass. Wait on him and be of good courage in the process. But bless the Lord. I bless God again for the word tonight, for all of you that came on, and those glory to God that's trying to get back to whatever they need to do for the night, for the week, for the game, or however you all be blessed. We thank God for the encouragement. There's somebody else on the line, too, that needs to
Oh, I'm opening the line here. Is it? Or did she drop off? That's you, Rachel? Okay, that's Laura's number. I don't know if they dropped off and opened the line.
No, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, you dropped off and came back on. I see it now. You came back on. But in the meantime, we thank God for every one of you. Shalom, shalom. We celebrate Jesus, glorify him. Thank you for all his great and mighty acts and what he's already done and doing and celebrating. Glory to God, the report that we will hear back this week about your son and everybody else. And, oh, those, glory to God, that about the thyroid biopsy that I had to have the other day, it ended up being benign. So we thank God for all the powerful prayers. God bless. So we thank God. Yes, ma'am. We were standing on that, Mother Alexander. And I know many of y'all, too, was. In the meantime, we thank God for that. And the doctor wanted to check it because, like I said, it's from a 5 now to a 7. But we said, well, I'm believing God because of what medical say. We know God can cause that thing to shrink, go get away, or, I mean, eradicate it, whatever. So we already believe in that, too. Just believing now for this situation with the lymphedema that turns around because I do need God to move miraculous on that part, too. So keep that about the lymphedema on the legs, on the thigh. But in the meantime, God is awesome. We're still believing for greater reports for all of our lives and great things yet to come on the horizon. Debt cancellation is a powerful anointing for God using these gifts he placed in us. Thank God for the testimonies, what he's been doing this week in healing and deliverance. I bless God, even for some people's lives, God is moving miraculous. So let's keep the good work up for the Lord, keep the prayers going on, and just let God have his way. And I pray a song in your heart every day, regardless of where we go, even in the valley, that we can still look up and live and give God his praise until we come up to the mountaintop out of the situation. We'll keep prayers and just worship going on in spite of don't let the enemy have your joy or your peace. So I love y'all. Y'all have a wonderful night. Let's continue to pray one for another, and we'll look forward to the Lord say the same bit on Monday night. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord bless these storms, too. That God will bless and bring deliverance and healing, and lives will not be lost and whatever, and all these flooding and storms and all the stuff that's going on around the globe and even in our own lives. God will just bless and teach and heal and deliver, and people will come to the knowledge of the truth that they need Jesus. They will have that hope that you're talking about, that mercy and that grace, that the truth of the Lord's word will come forth. Take off these blinders and unstop their ears and take out this hardness of heart, so that we can receive the word of truth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
So let's celebrate him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen.
Jesus'
name.
Bless
the Lord.
Amen.
God bless each of you, and we bid
you shalom.
Y'all have a wonderful night.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.